Welcome to Day 22 of the Art of Ritual Meditation Course. Just take a seat and close your eyes. Feel your body resting in space. See if you can immediately connect with the cloud of sensation that is appearing as your body. Pressure, tingling, temperature, pain, itching, whatever's there. Let everything arise in its own place. Your mind doesn't have to move from thing to thing. Resolve now to feel everything clearly. And if a sensation is vague, well, then that too can be felt clearly. There's a brightness to consciousness that is intrinsic to it. Even when what you're being aware of is sleepiness or heaviness, sleepiness or heaviness may seem to be soporific or deadening or gray, but consciousness is its own existence that contains those other sensations. And as you pay attention to the breath, to sounds, see if you can feel that attention is emanating from a source. Where is the seat of attention? Examine if there is even something to find there. What is paying attention to the next sound or sensation? The moment that you notice that you're thinking, look into the thought itself and notice what happens. And then step back. What does that looking feel like? What is the source of attention in that case? What is noticing the next thought? If there comes a point where your awareness does not feel like it's capturing anything clearly, you might follow the next few breaths and train your awareness more narrowly, going back to first principles. Try to capture every sensation in the next inhalation and exhalation. And then you can let your awareness grow wide again and be choiceless. In the last minute of this session, just begin again. Pay attention as though you have never done this before. You have never been here before. Everything is new. This is the first breath. Okay. Well, as you get up and go about your day, take a moment to reflect on what these periods of meditation actually mean. This really is a deliberate training of your mind, and doing this changes you. More and more, we understand that this changes you physically, that it is changing your brain, but more importantly, it changes your capacity for experience. It changes the perspective you will have on great swings in your state of consciousness, great happiness, and great suffering. And it's useful to remind yourself why it is you do this. It's actually to be better in all those moments, to be less trivial, to be more engaged, to connect to people and situations more closely, to be of more use to people, both to those you love and care about, and those you have yet to meet. All of this is a preparation for every moment that is to come. It is also, I hope you are discovering, an intrinsically pleasant thing to do. Even when it hurts, you can discover in the midst of discomfort a kind of pleasure and a kind of fulfillment. If that is not something you've discovered, that's fine, but be aware that it could be over the horizon for you. Just keep coming back to the practice. It is an added benefit that these tools will benefit your magical practice and the work you do in our class. It is fundamentally a better way for you to go about your life. Keep forgetting all of the previous moments that brought you here and simply connect with whatever is appearing on its own in this moment. Again, thank you for your practice. And I'll see you back here for the next session of the Art of Ritual Meditation course.